Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Well, we're talking this week about experiencing life now. And while everyone we know has limited resources, no matter who you are, nothing's infinite. And so we really have to weigh out how we're going to use those resources. And so you can spend your resources or your money on experiences, or you can spend your resources on things, or if you're like most people, you're going to find the balance between the two. And the question becomes is, should you spend a greater percent of your resources on things that make you happy or on experiences that excite you? And what we find is that the happiest people are those that spend their resources on experience rather than on accumulating more stuff. And the argument could be that, well, if you buy a thing, that physical object, whether it be a new car, a house, whatever, that physical object will last longer. But what we also find is those things tend to be short-lived because sooner or later, it just goes back to being a normal part of your life. Right? I get a couple of new computer monitors, right? And these things are amazing. And when I first started using them a few weeks ago, I thought this is the greatest thing ever. I've got more desktop space and I'm more productive and everything is wonderful. But now, they still look cool and everything else, but now it's just part of life. It just comes to, I come to accept it. They don't excite me like they did. But experiences often become part of your identity. So years ago, my wife sent me to rock and roll fantasy camp where I got to get on stage with Roger Daltrey from The Who and have him sing lead as I was playing keyboards behind him. And you get to jam with a bunch of famous musicians that were, and it was really an amazing experience. And so that's a story that I get to tell over and over again. And every time I tell it, I relive it. And so that becomes part of who I am. And the other thing that's cool about experiences is you get to share them with other people. If you go out and buy that new pair of shoes that you've always wanted, right, that's great for you, but that's not a shared experience. But, same thing with a TV or anything you buy. You're not sharing that experience. That's really about you. But when you have an experience, you're actually sharing it. You go travel with someone. You're meeting people. You're getting involved. You're doing new things. I mean, that is something that you take back because, now it's communal. And we thrive when we're around other people. And that's really what it's about. So the bottom line here and the message for today is really pretty simple. If you value experiences over things, you ultimately will be a happier person. It's that simple. It's not about accumulating more stuff. It's about having great experiences that you can bring back and that you can make part of your identity. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I simply ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. And all you have to do is join me. Get here for a few minutes a day. Maybe it's on your way to work in the morning. Maybe it's when you're in the gym or writing, but just come here. It takes 3 or 4 minutes. That's all it takes, and we help to keep you on the path to get you where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're gonna conclude our discussion on experiencing life now. For today, I just want you to think about those experiences that you can have. If you find that you're putting your focus in life on accumulating things, maybe it's time to do a slight alignment in your priorities and focus more on experiences.